This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago School Board will meet Thursday. This will be the last time before the transition to a much larger and partly elected school board. Some alderpersons and others don't want the school board members to take the opportunity to fire the current CEO. My colleague Sarah Karp reports news surfaced last week that the school board had offered CEO Pedro Martinez a buyout, but he hasn't taken it. At a press conference this morning, alderperson Gilbert Villegas cautioned against board members making that move.
There is no reason right now, there is no cause right now to fire, to terminate Pedro Martinez. And the fact that they want to offer a buyout demonstrates that they're unable to produce a cause.
About 21 alders signed a letter supporting Martinez. They say the elected board member should get to weigh in next year. Chicago Public Schools, meantime, celebrated the opening of 22 sensory classrooms today across the district for students who have disabilities. The rooms are filled with light machines, interactive drawing boards, cushions, and other special therapeutic equipment. They're designed to help students who are at risk of being overwhelmed or overstimulated, and they were outfitted with a $1.3 million donation from Special Children's Charities. The nonprofit develops and funds activities for children and adults who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. A coalition of civil rights groups is pushing Illinois lawmakers to require police to receive ongoing training to identify hate crimes. My colleague Michael Puente reports the coalition represents ethnic, religious, and LGBTQ plus communities. It says FBI data reported hate crimes in Illinois have gone up from about 60 reported in 2020 to more than 300 in 2023. Mike Ziri is director of Equality Illinois. It's a group that represents the LGBTQ plus community.
We know that a lot of hate crimes and bias incidents go unreported, and there are many reasons for this, including a lack of trust and a lack of adequate training of law enforcement about hate crimes.
The coalition is pushing to pass a bill next month to require police to receive training to identify hate crimes. And Major League Baseball owners, executives, and managers are gathered in Dallas this week for the annual winter meetings. Meetings are considered the unofficial start of the off-season, as trades and free agent signings often occur while GMs and agents are all in the same place. The biggest name to watch is White Sox pitcher Garrett Crochet. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says he may be traded this week.
Right now, there's at least five teams that are after him. And all these teams, they have minor leaguers that the White Sox really want. The White Sox want to get position players. You cannot stress that enough. They need position players in a lot of areas.
Ray Stout says the Cubs could be active this week as well. They'll be looking to add bullpen arms to the roster and potentially trade outfielder Cody Bellinger. Weather cloudy and breezy, high in the mid-50s today, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s, and then chilly on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high in the low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.